talking sports and much more with Brent Doherty, Mickey Ryan, and Don Davenport. This is the 3HL powered by the Tennessee Lottery on 104.5 The Zone.
Tennessee Lottery on 104.5. So Friday edition. You did it. You made it through the week. Brent Doherty, Don Davenport with you until 6 o'clock on 104.5 The Zone. New Titans president and CEO Burke Nihil joins us now on 3HL. Burke, what's up? How are you, man?
Doing great, Brent. How are you?
We are good. How busy has week one been for you?
It's been busy, but it's been fun. Since starting with the Titans, there hasn't really been a day that felt like work. I think we're all very grateful to be able to wake up in the morning and work for such a great franchise, and it's an honor to be able to put in a work day thinking about the things that we get to think about and work on the things that we get to work on. So this week really hasn't been different in that way. It's been differently busy, but the same. It's been exciting to wake up and get to work on making the Titans better.
For those that don't know, you're a clean cut guy. Are you going to grow out some sort of facial hair statement piece like Mr. Underwood?
That has been probably the number one question that I've gotten from long lost friends who reached out, whether facial hair is part of the job description. I am perfectly comfortable saying that I do not have it in me to grow facial hair quite as impressive as Mr. Underwood. But I'm very glad that his mustache, as impressive as it is, had its moment in the sun last week.
obviously, Steve Underwood retiring has been around and a huge part of this franchise for forever from the beginning, and has always done a phenomenal job, like to kind of stay in the background. But I'm curious, you've gotten to kind of be behind him and watch him in this stint where he came back. What is the most maybe powerful tool or thing that you were able to learn from watching Steve kind of go about his business the last couple of years?
Sure. Steve is really too good to be true as a leader. He has been incredibly generous to me, to really all the employees at the Titans, Gene Kaufman, Gil Beverly. He has spent probably more time than he should investing in the next generation of leadership with the Titans. And I would say, in terms of lessons learned, there is just no doubt with Steve that the Titans are football first. And on the business side of the organization, that doesn't mean that we get involved in the day-to-day of football practice or picking players or that sort of thing. We don't. But there needs to be no doubt in our business that football is the singular priority, and anything that we can be doing to support the football team, to help them win games, that has to be the attitude. Steve lived that out, and I think you see over the last 5 years, he played some part in helping the football team get back to winning ways.
Titans president and CEO Burke Nihil joins us on 3HL. Burke, I'm curious, do you feel like the Titans have been grooming you for this opportunity? Has there been a path for this, or were you completely shocked when you got the phone call?
No, I was definitely surprised, Brent. I think, as I said, Steve really was just so generous with many of us in terms of sharing his 40 years of experience and wisdom. And so in that way, I think he's groomed a whole staff full of people here to be able to pick up the torch and continue to maintain the momentum of this organization. I would also say too, though, that, there really needs to be no doubt that it's been Amy's role as controlling owner over the last 5 years that has really been the major difference, and she's got a big vision for the Titans in Nashville, and I think all of us are inspired by it. And Steve really did a great job of being sure that we all understood Amy's vision and that we were equipped and prepared to focus on the priorities that she was putting out there and the higher expectations that she was setting for us.
Burke Nihil with us. For people that don't know, originally joined the Titans in 2016 as general counsel, promoted to senior VP, business operations, and chief legal officer recently, and now new Titans president and CEO. Burke, when you took that job, I gotta ask you, did you envision yourself as maybe, let me go back before you took this job and ask it this way. Did you envision yourself as president and CEO of an NFL team 5 years ago?
No, I didn't. I think, when you work in sports, you end up getting a lot of calls from people who are interested in working in sports. And there are all sorts of paths to getting a job in sports and doing well in the profession. In my experience, though, the common theme is just waking up every morning and trying to do a good job at whatever it is that your job is on that day. And that's been a philosophy I've tried to adopt. And I did not set out to get into this role. Like I said, I was just flattered and surprised when Amy called me about it. But I would like to think, I guess, it's just a matter of during my time here, whatever was on my plate on that particular day, just trying to do a really good job with it to the best that I could.
So Burke, for those Titans fans that don't know your background, 15 years of experience as an attorney with technology companies, Fortune 500 businesses. How, back in 2016, did it all happen? Did you get involved with the Titans? Did you kind of step into that side?
Well, I submitted an application. I don't mean to oversimplify it, but that's how the ball got rolling. And you know, I think it's to Amy's credit. She was looking to take opportunities to bring in some voices from the outside, a fresh perspective on things. And I know for the job that my first job here, when the posting was out there, there were plenty of attorneys that had worked in NFL franchises or otherwise in sports that had applied for the position. And I think in a strange way, the fact that I had worked in Silicon Valley and had this different perspective was something that ended up being attractive to the Titans. And I looked at the job requirements, and you know, I had done everything that they needed to be done in terms of specific legal experience. Could cobble it all together to make my application make some semblance of sense. I think it was the fresh perspective that maybe helped my candidacy make sense in that time. And then throughout the interview process, culture fit is a really, really important thing to the Titans. And it was just a thrill to be able to meet with Steve and Janine and Bob Flynn and others who were here and interviewed me at the time, to just see that they're amazing people. They're really talented. They're smart. They're good at what they do. But there's a humility and a quality about the people that work here. And I was honored to be asked to join the family at the time. And I'm especially honored now to be in this new role.
So you go home and you're looking for this next new gig, and you say, hey, honey, you know, I submitted an application to, you know, corporate law X and corporate world B and the Tennessee Titans. What was the reaction at home?
Well, let's start with the fact that we were in Chicago at the time, in the suburbs of Chicago, so it would also require a move. My wife, Holly, was totally supportive. And in fact, I think I owe it to her that she kind of kept putting the train back on the tracks. I didn't apply right away when I first saw the position, just kind of overthinking it and thinking that it was a fool's errand. And we had been through Nashville and saw all the things about Nashville that tourists like. And we had been stirring a bit about the possibility of leaving Chicago. Our families were there, and we loved our community there, but also felt this sense like sense of adventure about moving somewhere. We loved the South and liked everything that we had ever read and heard about Nashville. And so she kept encouraging me, and ultimately we pulled the trigger and submitted the application, and 4 or 5 months later we were moving to Franklin.
That's so amazing.
How that's an unbelievable story. Bert yeah. Nyhill, New Titans president and CEO, great dude, and certainly appreciate the time on the show. How tell the truth? How hard are Chicago winters, Bert?
Well, let's look at it this way, Brent. Winter is not quite over yet in Chicago. We've gotten pictures from friends from the last couple of weeks that, in addition to having to go through this unusual time of quarantine and all of that, they're having to get out and shovel snow from the driveway. My wife and I really do marvel at how we lasted as long as we did. It's almost like the frog in a boiling pot of water, where like you don't realize that you're in pain. Chicago winters are as bad as advertised, and we're absolute wimps now. We've come back from soccer games with the family, and everyone's shivering and cold, and we turn on the heat in the car, and I look up and it's, you know, 73 degrees or something like that, and we're not that far removed from weeks at a time in single digits. So I think the biggest upgrade Nashville to Chicago unquestionably is the quality of people, the kindness of the people here, but weather's in there too. It's a big upgrade down here.
Yep. Youth sports also, like youth basketball, is much better here, right?
Absolutely. 100%. I was going to ask. I'm picturing Drew putting up 500 or 1,000 shots out in the driveway these days with being out of school.
Yeah.
How have you handled quarantine, Berg, with family and all that? How's the family handling staying in and school and all of it?
You know, it's kind of day to day, to be honest. But I, on the whole, I think we're going to look back at this time and be grateful for it. My oldest daughter is a rising sophomore at Franklin High School, and you know, had shifted into that mode of starting to be more independent from mom and dad. And so this has forced us to play family board games at night when I'm done working and watch movies together. And it's really been a special reset for our family. And for the challenge really has been with the my colleagues. Everyone is working really hard. Some of the best work I've ever seen us do from a production standpoint and other things we've been doing in quarantine, but you know, we miss each other. So, like I said, I think most of us wake up in the morning and it doesn't feel like work. We like going into the office and seeing each other and getting things done together. And it's been a long time. And you know, we're gonna be safe and not rush back to the office. But the quarantine is it could end at some point soon here for our organization, because we'd like to get back together.
No doubt about it. I mean, great time to become a NFL president and CEO. Might as well. Burke Nyhill, New Titans president and CEO. Burke, great to hear from you, man. Congratulations on the gig, and we're going to look forward to working with you.
I appreciate it, Brent. Nice to meet you, Don. Thanks for having me on.
Yes, appreciate it. Thank you. Congrats.
There he is. He just submitted an application. Become general counsel of the Titans. Next thing you know, less than 5 years later, president and CEO.
Hey, that's a good lesson right there, especially in this day and age. Sometimes you got to take a chance.
Yep. I mean,
might work
out. You see something on LinkedIn, get it knocked out, get it out there. We'll be right back. Mark Mariani coming up in about 15 minutes. Stay tuned. We'll get into a ton of NFL stuff with him, including two NFL cornerbacks who don't play for the same team. Well, they do play for the same armed robbery team, allegedly. We'll talk about that with Mark. That's coming up. 3HL 104.5 The Zone.